Exclusive. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, a nominations rules change is coming. By Senator John Thune, RSD, on September 8, 2025. For decades, Democrats and Republicans have regularly cooperated to swiftly confirm the many, many individuals selected by each president to serve in their administration. Regardless of the party in the White House, both sides have long agreed that a president deserves to have his or her administration in place, quickly. That doesn't mean we don't disagree. But it does mean when nominees are held up, opposed, or blocked, it's for a legitimate purpose, not for leverage in partisan games, to score political points at the expense of public safety. Now, while I agree with the above sentiment, those sentences aren't actually mine. Those are the words of Democrat leader Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, in 2022. When President Biden already had 405 Senate-confirmed nominees in place, 230 of whom were confirmed via voice vote. By the time Leader Schumer was complaining about the nominations' pace, the Senate had already confirmed numerous batches of nominees via voice vote, as it has always done. In fact, every president has had a majority of his nominees confirmed this way. Until now. Democrats have made President Donald Trump the first president on record to not have a single nominee confirmed via voice vote or unanimous consent. And they are forcing time-consuming votes on non-controversial nominees who go on to be confirmed by large bipartisan margins. It's Trump derangement syndrome on steroids. It's delay for delay's sake, and it's a pettiness that leaves desks sitting empty in agencies across the federal government and robs our duly elected president of a team to enact the agenda that the American people voted for in November. This historic obstruction also chews up valuable time on the Senate floor that would be better spent working on legislation. Like moving appropriations bills on time, reauthorizing programs critical to national defense, and considering and debating some of the more than 120 bipartisan bills reported out of committee that aim to make families and businesses stronger and more prosperous. Republicans aren't going to tolerate this obstruction any longer. We have tried to work with Democrats in good faith to batch bipartisan, non-controversial nominees and clear them expeditiously, according to past precedent. Democrats have stood in the way at every turn. Over the past month, I organized a group of Republican senators representing various points of view within the party to develop a solution. We have developed a plan, based on a previous proposal from Senators Amy Klobuchar, DMN, and Angus King, DME, that would allow the Senate to batch nominations together and clear the growing backlog. The Klobuchar-King proposal was designed to speed up the confirmation process at a time when the Senate was regularly confirming batches of nominees by voice vote, a luxury Democrats have not allowed this Congress. We have modified this proposal to account for the added obstruction by allowing nominees to move in larger groups. When the Senate convenes this week, I will begin the necessary procedural steps to reform the Senate's rules. No party should be able to weaponize the confirmation process the way that Senate Democrats are doing now, in a way that has never been done before. This total obstruction simply cannot be the standard moving forward, both in principle and in practicality. We must return to the Senate's traditional confirmation process that existed before this unprecedented blockade. This year, the Senate has taken more votes than any Senate has at this point in more than 35 years. We've taken more roll call votes in 8 months than most Senates take in 12. We've also spent more hours in session through August than any Senate in more than 15 years. All that to be slightly behind pace of the last two administrations' confirmation rates. At the current pace, and facing the same level of Democrat obstruction, the Senate would need to conduct more than 600 additional roll call votes to clear the nominees who are currently in the pipeline. That's more votes than this already record-breaking Senate has taken all year. And it doesn't account for the additional nominees who will be added to the current backlog. Today, more than 1,200 positions are subject to Senate confirmation. If we were to continue at our current pace, the administration would have hundreds of vacancies remaining by the time President Trump's term ends. I refuse to accept that reality. President Trump and Republicans received a mandate from the American people in November. It is far past time that the president's nominees receive confirmation votes from the Senate, and this Senate Republican majority will take steps this week to make it happen. John Thune is the Senate Majority Leader and the senior U.S. Senator from South Dakota.